Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in right next to beautiful Seattle on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I just want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We're in the middle of doing some prayers for Australia. With Bob Satiakam, he's an elder with the Puyallup tribe in Tacoma, Washington, and I want to finish that up now for a few minutes, and then we'll be going to Yves Ruhlmann. He's one of he's a famous angelic musical composer in Switzerland who will talk about his music. He lets angels tell him what to play and how to play it on in his musical concerts. He's an amazing man, and that'll be followed by John Capello, who's one of America's one of the best psychics in the world, actually. But it'll be an amazing interview. So, Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, my friend, if you could please wrap up your beautiful water prayer for Australia, that would be great.
Okay, again, thank you for allowing me to continue on with that prayer. I was just about near the end of that prayer when I was calling in the coherency.
Okay, yeah,
of our inhabitants here, you know, that we're all in this together somehow, some way. You know, we're right. Affected by the billions of animals. We didn't have that billion to lose in the first place, Creator, Maker God, you know. Help us to wake to these dangers that are occurring, that are man-made by the military-industrial complexes and these other things that are right before us. And that there's us that change lies within Creator God. So we're praying in a global intention for the weather patterns to somehow, some way, find their way to Australia, down to the continent there, to relieve the fires, to bring hydration and rehydration to the valleys, the beaches, the rivers, and the mountains, and the places where it's needed to be in a good way, not in a flooding way, but in an abundant way, to assist and help and support those on the front lines, those that are using the water in a good way to create fire lines, to create safety lines, to create protection lines, to protect those that are in the line of danger, those that are in the perils of the flames down there, Creator God. We just ask for a better outcome. We ask for immediate solutions somehow, some way, asking those that are capable now within the radio broadcast limits and somehow who are just feeling the intention now to stop whatever they're doing and start to feel our prayer, feel the love, the unconditional love, and send it that way now, Creator God. With each, every drop is a blessing and a prayer to aid and support and quell the flames and fire and start aiding in the relief and the remedy and bring about the blessings and the healing that's going to be necessary, Creator God, and that we take note and witness this and prepare it here in the other continent that the flames will find sooner than later here, Creator God, too. So somehow, some way, Creator God, put a blessing on all of us, all the waters that we drink, that somehow, some way, we find a way that we're all connected, we're all in this together somehow, some way, in a good way. I want to say that much today on your show, and thank you that much, that and praying blessings to you and your program and your listeners too, Ted, too, in that way, Creator God, that way, all my relations.
Well, thank you, Bob, so much for sharing your beautiful wisdom. I know your prayers and words really do have a positive effect for Australia. So let's have another moment of silence and please send lots of love and light to people in Australia and the animals as well. Tragically, 480 million animals have been killed in the recent fires in Australia. A fire of this scale has never happened there before. And I know that your love and light sending to the Australians will really be helpful. So let's spend a minute, send lots of love and light, and pray for rain for Australia. And with that, Bob, I want to thank you so much for sharing your prayers today, as well as I want to thank Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth, as well as Michiko from Tokyo, from sharing all of their intention and experiments today. I know it'll all help, and thank you so much again, Bob. Thank you so much, Bob, for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, now, this segment, I'd like to give an introduction to everyone. Yves Ruhlmann is one of the world's most talented and accomplished classical musicians who plays beautiful angel music. And when he sits down to play, I talked to him about this last year in Switzerland, he lets angels and spirits, his guides, tell him what to play and how to play it. And it's amazing. I asked him, I said, don't you have a music sheet you play from? He said, no, I do it entirely by the heart as to what my angels tell me. And his music is some of the most beautiful in the world. And I'm so honored to have him on briefly today. Yves, how are you doing today?
Yes, fine. Very happy. And I'm in France today in the part called Grand Bretagne. That's something like Little Brittany.
Oh.
I enjoy to be there in the house in which I'm there. There is a lot of fairly. It's beautiful.
Oh, good. Is that on the coast of the Atlantic there? On the coast? The Atlantic
yes,
coast?
Yes, it's okay. Yes, it's just there.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Well, I want to give out your website so people can, you know, see more of your work, your beautiful work. It's www.yvesruhlman.com, and I'll spell it for our listeners. It's Y as in yellow, V as in Victor, E S, R as in Robert, U H L, M as in Mary, A N N. And I'd like to play just a minute of this song. It's called, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's a beautiful piano piece called Anisidora, I think. I know.
Anisidora.
Okay, you took the words right out of my mouth. So great. Eric, if we could play the first minute or so of that, it would be great to start things off. And then I have another section I'd like to play briefly, too. Isn't that beautiful? My goodness. Yves, tell us just quickly. So you talk to angels all the time and they tell you how and what to play?
Yes, but it's not about words. I mean, I don't hear words about angels, but more sensations and emotions.
I see.
And the music is the languages of the vibrations, emotions, feelings. So I'm a kind of translator.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, that's great. Well, I have a second one here, a second segment I'd like to my wonderful producer to play. And we'll play the first minute or two of this as well. If you could help me identify, that would be good, because I don't speak French. So anyway, I know you can help me. You know, Yves, I could listen to. I listened to your. You gave me a CD when I saw you in Switzerland last June.
Yes.
And I listened to that all the time. And then
thank you.
And I know we I'm so glad you could come on today, because I think the world needs to know about you and your beautiful work. So
Thank you, Ted.
So we've got another guest I have to move on to, but I'd love to have you wrap up your brief interview today. Yves, if you'd like to say say something to my audience, would be great.
So what I want to say is that what I'm doing in music, everyone can do it with everything. It's just about connecting on the frequency of the heart. Just it. That's just the only thing to do to make the world beautiful.
isn't that profound? Frequency of the heart. I like that. That's really nice. That's a beautiful saying. Thank you. Thank you, Gilles.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much to you. Love and gratitude.
Okay, my friend. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I urge everyone to please look at his website. Again, it's www.yvesruhlmann.com. That's YVESRUHLMANN.com. Yves is a very talented and angelic composer, and he's worth listening to. So thank you so much again for coming on today. Yves, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ted, for inviting me.
Okay, my pleasure, my friend. Happy New Year. All right.
Happy New Year.
All right, thank you. Bonjour. And merci beaucoup. My next guest is John Capello. He's a famous American psychic, and we're trying to reach him now. I hope we can reach him, and if not, then we'll move on to my next guest. He's been doing his doing readings for over 25 years. He was rated as the best male psychic in 2017 in the United States, and also the sixth best psychic internationally as well for the world. So I spoke to him yesterday. He gave me a reading out of the blue, and everything he told me was amazing. And I always enjoy talking to other psychics too, and get their viewpoint on things. I'm looking at his biography here. American Psychic Medium magazine named him their Man of the Year for 2017. He's been voted the number one male psychic. Consistently for the last several years, I hope we can come on. He's an author. He's regarded as an expert in the field. He's written books. A couple of his books titles are "Open the Mind," "Soul Exercises for the Open the Mind," and "Open the Mind and Heal the Heart." His books have won 10 literary awards for their contact and original content and original material on the topics of psychic development and grief recovery. So he's an amazing fellow. If we can't get him on, I hope we can bring him on before the end of the hour. I know that he's involved in a conference right now in Oklahoma, and so he may be busy, but I hope we can bring him on. Okay, Eric was not able to get a hold of him, but that's okay, because we have another guest waiting, Jason Armstrong, who is who channels Adama constantly. He'll be coming with me actually when I go back to Mount Shasta in July, and again at the end of August. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta from July 1st through July 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. I'll be taking a small group of people. This is where Adama lives. It's Mount Shasta is a very special, magical place where miracle healings do happen. And when I was there, for example, in September 2019, I had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye for many years. And it was 20/50 vision. And Adama came to me one night, and he asked me if I wanted a healing. And I said yes. So he healed both of my eyes and restored them to crystal clear 20/10 vision in both eyes. So I don't need glasses. He's helped me as well as with other health issues. And other people, too, have been healed while they've been there. There was a fellow from Austria who came on my trip in August or September of 2018, and he'd had Lou Gehrig's disease for a number of years. Lou Gehrig's disease is a deterioration of a person's nervous system, and he had problems walking. And he used to be an athlete, and he told me he was so frustrated because he couldn't couldn't walk anywhere, and he was feeling very weak. And Adama came in and gave him a healing, and I will never forget, after he gave him a healing on Mount Shasta, I was with him, my group was with him, he got up and ran back to the car, which is about a mile and a half away, 2 miles away, at full speed. And he's, as far as I know, he's been healthy ever since. Another lady who came with my trip in September of last year had had Lyme disease for over 20 years. She picked it up when she was hiking. And the doctors told her that there really wasn't anything they could do, and which was unfortunate. So they, she was given a. Hold on, my friends. Yes, that was Yves Ruhlman's music. Boy, it's beautiful music he plays. He's such a talented musician. And I'm sure all musicians actually follow their heart when they compose their music. But Yves has made it a specialty of his to follow whatever the angels and the higher spirits say when he plays his music. He doesn't go in with any particular script. He just starts playing, and he listens to his angels, and they help guide him on these beautiful music composers, pieces that he plays. So if you're interested, please visit his website at yevesruhlman.com, and I know that you'll be pleased to listen to his beautiful music. We've tried to reach John Capello. I know that John's at a conference right now in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, so he says he's busy, and hopefully we can reach him later in the hour. So I wasn't able to get a hold of him. And my next guest is coming on, Jason Armstrong. Wasn't able to reach him, but we left a message. I'm sure he'll call back. And in the meantime, I wanted to bring on my good friend Carolyn White. It's always interesting to talk to. And Carolyn, are you there?
I certainly am, Ted. And thank you for having me on today. And love to all of your listeners out there. And just remember, everybody, you want to give yourself a facelift? Smile.
You're funny. That's funny. But that's good. That's good. That's good.
my anti-aging strategy for 2020 right now is just give yourself a facelift and smile.
So. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny. I wanted to ask you, we went through this before, that what do you make of all these changes happening on the planet, and in terms of ascension, in terms of the rising vibrations, and what kinds of changes do you see happening this year, Carolyn? I'd love your opinion on that.
Well, that's if we had about 2 weeks, we could probably go into everything. I just
just a
Reader's Digest condensed version.
Right.
There's going to be a group of people that our consciousness is ascending. It's been ascending. We're living at that higher vibration. There's going to be also a certain group of people that are going to be staying in the 3D. And then there's another group that is kind of in a bit of a transition between the two. So there's really three major factions, to simplify it. And what will happen is that as the vibration of the planet ascends, the group that is resonating to that higher vibration is going to be experiencing the benefits, I guess I would say, of living in that higher vibration of love and kindness and compassion. And the ones that are just really mired in the 3D world are going to be stuck there. And as you know, we're talking about grand cycles of approximately 25,000 years that there's the Hopi talk about the, sure. the different worlds and epochs in the Bhagavad Gita. So what's happening is that we're approaching the conclusion of one of these 25,000-year cycles. And so we have a choice. If we live at that higher vibration, if we live in our heart, we live in compassion, then when this cycle is it rolls over, what's going to happen is that we are going to evolve beyond the 3D. The ones that are still stuck in the 3D, well, that's their choice, and they are going to be kind of going back into that same cycle for another 25,000 years.
Right, right.
So it's one of those things that, you know, each one of us individually has to decide each and every day when we get up, are we going to be the best person that we can be? Are we going to be doing things for compassion, to be of service to others, to help out? And I think that in some respects, we think about like ascension as a grandiose event. No, it happens a little at a time every day. But ultimately, though, we are at the end of that kind of grand cycle of 25,000 years, and so we have the choice. How do we want to live? As it's all about how we're living every day with every breath that we take, is that what vibration, what type of interaction are we going to have with sure. our fellow human beings, as well as with all the living creatures who have spirits, just as we do, the animals, the plants. So it's just how are we going to live and be the best stewards, to be the best people that we can be in that particular moment.
Carolyn, let me ask you this. I know there's everyone knows negative people, and if people are negative, what will happen to them? If, let's say, if they don't want to ascend, what do you think will happen to them?
That's their trip, that's their decision, and they will just keep living in their their energy until something comes along, something happens that they see that is not the most resourceful thing for their evolution. And I think that this is so important, why each and every one of us has to radiate and give of our knowledge and wisdom, but also not only through our words and our deeds, that when we show kindness and compassion to those that don't show it to themselves or others, in some respects that energy, that vibration, will, you know, maybe help them to see that basically if they don't want to, They're not going to. No, nobody is here forcing anyone to do anything in this 3D world. That's the thing, is that ultimately, even though it may seem like it, we have the choice of how we interact with our planet, our fellow human beings, the animals, the plants, everything.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's an amazing time. I know many of us have been here a long time waiting for this moment in galactic history for people to ascend. President Kennedy's told me, actually, that if he hadn't been assassinated back in the 60s, that we would have ascended many years ago, and we would already be living 300, 400, 500 years. We would have free energy. There would be no poverty here on the planet. It would truly be much more of a paradise on Earth than it is today. But we're getting there, and that's the destiny of planet Earth, I think, is to become a better place, and that's the sole purpose for many people right now. So,
I agree. I think the one of the messages that I've received from my guidance is that we talk about the ETs, the benevolent ETs, and one of the reasons that I was told that there isn't more interaction is because they're looking at us saying, how can we ascend to this, let's call it Galactic Federation, for lack of any better word, that when we allow people to be starving, to be homeless, to not get compassionate medical care, how can we as human beings partake in this Galactic Federation when we cannot sort of in general are not caring for our own people? It's just like with the Hopi in the drinking water.
And oh, yeah.
One of the things by participating in groups and supporting groups like the Clean Water Foundation
right.
of Washington
right.
is getting this on. The government is useless in this. And so a grassroots effort that are going on right now to help these people so that they are not consuming poison.
Right.
So this is the message that my guidance has given me about why there isn't more contact, because, you know, it's kind of like as a planet, like, what are you guys doing down here?
Right. I want to tell people briefly, I'm getting reports now that the sound has stopped on my show. Of course, if you're listening on the YouTube live streaming channel, you're getting it okay now. That's available at www.1150kknw.com by just clicking on the YouTube, and you can hear us and see us now. But for those of you who can't hear us anywhere in the world, my engineers are working on it right now as we speak to fix it. So thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing that, because I've wondered how, of course, there are negative people here in the world, and what's going to happen to them with this ascension? So thank you for answering that.
It's basically they're just, there's a couple of jokes about the choices between heaven and hell, but the one about the guy goes, the politician, and St. Peter says, well, gee, I'm going to give you a choice, heaven or, you know, hell. So mm-hmm. he goes down and he sees that in hell that they're all kind of standing around and drinking coffee and you know, chatting. And he says, oh, this isn't too bad. He goes up to heaven and they're just, you know, everybody's like praying, contemplating. This is hell. I'll take the hell. And so St. Peter says, well, that's your choice. Fine. And so he gets down there and all of a sudden that he sees everybody and they're knee deep and standing on their heads in caca. Mm-hmm. And he says to the devil, well, you know, what's happening? He says, well, it's your choice, but what were they doing yesterday? Said the politician. And the guy said, well, they were on a coffee break.
Yeah. So, coffee and donuts. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is that it's that we are, it is a planet of free will, and we're a powerful, sovereign being. We have the power within us if we tap into this and listen to our guidance for our highest good. We have the ability to, you know, make the change, to be the change. I think Gandhi said something, paraphrase it to that we are the change. We need to be the change that we want to see in the world.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Well, we're getting reports of more audio problems. Yeah.
Well, this is being recorded.
Now it's working. Now it's working. Okay. So thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, anyway. Well, now we have my guest coming on now for Jason Armistead from Vancouver, Canada. And Carolyn, you're welcome to stay on if you like, I wanted you to come back and give some words of wisdom, and I appreciate you so much for sharing your words with us here.
Okay, appreciate that. I'm going to be taking off here. Okay. I want to invite everybody, and you're going to be there to the Cosmic Awareness Fair, January 18th at 9101 Steilacoom Road Southeast in Harmony Hall, Olympia. And to get more information, that's www.cosmicawarenessfair.com. That's all one word. And Ted's going to be speaking there, and we have seven other people doing classes from sacred geometry to talking with your ancestors and working with crystals and that. So we're all about sharing. We're all about getting the information out because the times, they are changing. And let's all be all about having that awareness so we can be well and we can also tap into our intuition.
So, okay. All right, Carolyn. Thank you so much for sharing that, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for coming on today, Carolyn. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
All right. Happy New Year. All right. Bye-bye. Bye. And now I have my good friend Jason from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, coming on the line. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good. It's so good to talk to you. I'm so glad that you could come on today, and timing was perfect. I wanted to bring you on today, Jason, because you do talk to Adama, and I'd love to ask you if you don't mind to channel Adama to bring in his messages for humanity and what he sees happening this year and how we can make this planet a better place.
Just give me a moment.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Good day, beloved beings. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, Adama. It's so good to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
It's always a joy.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's been the fires in Australia, and we've been doing, I did an intention experiment with to bring in rain a week ago, and the rain has been coming into Australia, and so we followed it up today with more intention prayers. Were these fires, were they natural, Adama, and do you see them ending?
There is more going on than what one's being told.
Okay.
Yes, some of them were natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some beings enjoy seeing the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But also, the negatives are also jumping on this, making it more than it otherwise would be.
I see.
But humanity is strong. All of them together are thought for what you want, and changes occur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more going on, as there's a lot more planes of existence than just the physical.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the energetic plane. It also has negative beings. So one is looking at what's causing the issue. One needs to go beyond the physical to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Any physical action or activity, there's always an energetic backing to it. But with humanity, everyone's mental thoughts and actions are strong when one's united.
Mm-hmm.
Many needs to unite as one to stop looking at the physical vessel only.
Okay.
And look at what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal spiritual being. That is who each and every one is. That is the connection.
Mm-hmm.
The connection is not outside oneself.
Mm-hmm.
It's always within.
Mm-hmm.
pretend that humanity drops all the games and really unite. For united front, the strong one. And stop listening to all the mainstream stuff and believe in it. Yes, there may be some truth in there. The one always needs to feel the energy before deciding what is true. For the mind, the brain can easily be deceived, as well as physical eyes. One needs to connect to the heart-mind and see within to find the truth. Not everybody's going to agree on what truth actually is. Everyone has their own perspective, their own reference point. There's one thing humanity can agree on, that to liberate the earth. Time to drop the fighting, drop the arguing. There's no need to argue. There's no need to be better than someone else. Everyone has a part to play.
Right.
And no one's better than someone else. Just that each one has a different role. So if a light worker group or spiritual group is fighting, step back and observe, when did it occur? Who came into the group? Are there any changes that happen? There you'll find the answer. The ones always looking in the sand, you're never going to know. This is a battle. And the darkness is not going to go away easily. Everyone needs to be alert, mindful, and observe. See what's going on. When something's not going right, take action. Also, there's important meditation coming up on January 11th. In some countries, it will be on the 12th. For the age of Aquarius, mass meditation. Search it up on the internet, and you'll find your time zone. This is very important. They match, unite in this meditation on the time that's stated. To exact change, it's a very powerful time. Everyone needs to make the effort to show up and do their part. For united front, is strong and can exact change. For all changes occur first on the energetic level, if they manifest on the physical. If humanity wants change, then one needs to take action. But one doesn't have to do it all by himself. Everyone around the earth can do it together. Make the effort. The time zone for some may not be ideal. But if one wants planetary liberation, time to stop sitting around waiting for help and be the change that one wants. By understanding where the change first starts, man can move forward. There is no need to look outside for help. Everything is within. It always has been. If one really wants to change, you got to change within yourself first. That manifests on the outside. And to step back. Don't get caught up in the drama. Do the best you can, but step back and observe. And if what you see is not what you want, don't participate. And to continue your meditation, your prayers, and making changes. Even the small ones, they all count. Maybe being nicer to people. Don't have to talk to them. You can smile at them. Mm-hmm. You can send thoughts out to the world for peace and abundance for all. There are various ways that one can do this. And also maybe not reacting so much to everything that happens in one's lives. And finding that happiness, that joy. And that joy and happiness is also inside. It's not outside. Nothing one does on the outside will bring eternal happiness and joy. For each and every one of you is joy, is happiness. That is who you are, your true self. Your eternal spiritual being, all that is within you. Once you realize that, that is what vibrates outward. The reality starts changing. It does take effort, but it's worth it. One truly wants to move forward. Shall I go on?
Yes, please. Adama, I love listening to you. Thank you. Please.
And in this year, surface calls 2020, mm-hmm. there's going to be more information coming forward, disclosures. Some of it may not be nice, may not be pretty. Mm-hmm. But one always needs to search for the truth. And to see that. And whatever comes up, to see what it is. It's coming up to be released. Observe. Acknowledge, yes, that happened. But you don't accept that anymore. And to release it. Do not get attached to what's being turned up. And to forgive. Forgiveness is very important, though it may not be easy all the time, mm-hmm. especially for what's happening to the children, to the less fortunate. Mm-hmm. But yet, forgiveness does not mean letting others walk over you. Forgive, but do not forget. Do not allow or accept such behavior as normal. Keep boundaries, mm-hmm. especially for others that are triggering emotions. Mm-hmm. The negative being will not stop. They'll find the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. They'll search for the openings in one's energy field.
Right.
Always remember to do your spiritual practices, strengthening your energy field. For in truth, the negative fear all humanity, especially ones that united. We realize that when humanity unites, They're very powerful. Nothing will stop humanity. Keep the faith, keep trusting the divine plan. Remember, what you hear isn't always what's really going on. There's always more to the story. Keep positive. Always be enjoying. Also, there'll be technology that once humanity probably never imagined come forth. It is here. It works. It will come forth in divine order. There is no date for the changes. Everything will happen when it needs to. Remember, this is a collective evolution, not an individual one. Everyone is at different levels. As more and more wake up, the balance will shift. Mm-hmm. The changes will come forth. No sooner, no later. Do not put a time or date on something. Always know whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen now, in the moment. Mm-hmm. Keep that within yourself. Do not let anything discourage you. Does what they want. If your student, someone gets discouraged, they drop off, they drop out. Mm-hmm. And see the fellow human that's beside you down the road. Just on a different level, different path. Mm-hmm. We're all going to end up in the same place. Just take a different route. That is all. Respect each other's wishes. But we're all one chose to play. For all the choices come from one soul. That's where they all come from. And repeat again, every part of this movement needs to unite. As a united, one is stronger. Disclosure part. Meditations part. Energy clearing part. All of them need to unite as one. Do not see each one as separate. See as united. And you'll be stronger.
Adama, you've given such words of wisdom, and I appreciate, Jason, thank you so much for channeling this. The negative spirits, I assume they will not be allowed to stay. They'll go somewhere else. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Time of the flash. No negative beings will be on the earth.
I see. Okay.
And what happens to them is between them and Source.
I see. Okay.
Whether they get recycled.
Mm-hmm.
They start over. Mm-hmm. Or they go to a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's between each soul and Source. That is what they fear.
Right.
They know it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it's not over.
Right.
Still clean up now needs to be done on the surface.
Sure.
Both energetically and physically. All they can do is delay.
Mm-hmm.
But if all, as many humanity as possible, unite on the Age of Aquarius meditation, but how greatly in speeding up the process.
Adama, if you like, I'd like to mention a little bit about that. I looked it up, and there's an Age of Aquarius meditation worldwide. It'll be being conducted at 1:11 a.m. Eastern Time in New York and Washington, D.C. on the East Coast, or 10:11 p.m. tomorrow on Saturday, January 11th, here in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Vancouver on the West Coast. In London, that will be Sunday, January 12th at 6:11 a.m. In Japan, Tokyo, Japan, that'll be Sunday, January 12th at 3:11 p.m. To our friends in Sydney, Australia, that would be Sunday, January 12th at 5:11 p.m. their time. In beautiful New Delhi, India, it'll be Sunday, January 12th at 11:41 a.m. Reykjavik, Iceland, to our friends in Iceland, it'll be Sunday, January 12th at 6:11 a.m. Frankfurt, Germany, be on Sunday, January 12th at 7:11 a.m. And finally, in Lima, Peru, they will have the magic number of 1:11 a.m. on Sunday, January 12th. And I urge everyone to meditate at that time for world peace, for rain for Australia, and for a beautiful and peaceful, harmonious planet. Adama, we have a few more minutes left if you'd like to add anything.
Yeah, he went back.
Oh, he went back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Adama, for coming on the show today. We really appreciate your beautiful words of wisdom. Thank you so much.
His old hands over his heart.
Okay, good. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. And
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Let's send some prayers and love and light to the beautiful people and animals of Australia. I know they're still suffering from all the fires down there, but the rain is coming. And I want everyone to visualize love and light and relief coming. If we could play just like 30, 40 seconds, Eric, and you get a chance of that rain would be great. And then we'll come back on air. Thank you so much, Eric. And Jason, thank you so much for coming on today and bringing our friend Adama with all these beautiful messages.
You're welcome.
Really.
Always enjoy it.
Yes, he always has so many wonderful things to say. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on my trip this year at Mount Shasta, July 1st through the 8th. It should be an incredible adventure.
Yes, it certainly will be amazing.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be shifted in, Shasta will be shifted into the fifth dimension by then. And as I mentioned before, for those of you coming from other places in the world, still in the third dimension, when you drive into Shasta, it will be in the fifth dimension. So you'll have time and space distortions. You should feel much lighter than you do in the third dimension, and it'll be an incredible time. So, Jason, thank you so much for coming on today, and I hope you have a beautiful and happy new year, my friend.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, Ted.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jason. And for everyone listening today, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend, and thank you so much for making the world a better place. Bye-bye, everyone.